sound of the adderay caught my ear, and I knew from the dew that they must be near, and I quietly rose from a restless sleep to reveal to the eel of the blue-green deep. Being pursued by the adderay, from the clutches of which himself I saved, and we played through the day till our bones spent. The adderay roused us from our tents, so I said to the eel of the blue-green deep that we could rocket to the forest in my jeep to relinquish the ends from prior means when the eel went to steal the beans. Spun, and we watched the glow of the evil eyes to the horizon go, and we thought we were safe in the jungle pines, till we witnessed a hunter swinging from vines. The raspy roar of the vocal strike took a chunk out of eel and a bite out of mice. They soon surrounded, confounded eel, till the biggest one hit my banana peel. He slid to the cliff on which we perched. He stopped on the edge, his shoulders lurched. He fell to demise on the canyon floor. Then like lemmings they followed him down to the bottom, much gore. So humbly keen as I tended to eel said chunky spleen, and we looked to the edge to verify sight when we witnessed entire phenomenal plight of the adderay country warrior race. Soaring from the depths came an angry face, its glowing eyes, its features stayed. 'Twas the second in command of the adderay. He'd come to conclude intensive gain, to avenge to his death his comrade's pain. Bludgeoning earth, he beckoned to eel, surrender your life, your fate is sealed. Eel offered debt of the beans, but desired means weren't met. And a ragingly warrior lunged for kill. Eel flew to the west and further still. He aimed for the sea where he'd not be hurt, since the adderay dwell on solid dirt. I watched all the warrior's mighty leaps as he's chasing the eel of the blue-green deep. And his knob-ridden club makes craters vast. My initial thought is eel wouldn't last. He reaches the surf and at last is free. The warrior fell to his knees and his hell becomes trees.